Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Neil Heaver, and tonight we're joined by Sheila Evans, Executive Director of the Allentown Symphony Association, and Lucy Blois, VP of Marketing and Community Engagement, and they're both involved with Miller Symphony Hall, a landmark in Allentown, and we're here to talk about the new season, the 2015-2016 season. And it seems like we're going to need to break this up into categories because Miller Symphony Hall is very diverse these days. It's not just a place for classical music. There's so much more going on, and we'll get into that in this program in this half hour. So I want to welcome you both to WDIY. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Why don't we start by talking about some of the classical offerings that are happening, and who would like to talk about the season opener?
Let me take the beginning of the season. This
okay.
is Sheila. And we open on the September 26th and 27th with the world-famous pianist Emmanuel Ax. He's going to be performing with the orchestra, the Brahms Second Piano Concerto, and then the orchestra individually will be performing Firebird Suite. He'll be performing the Roman Carnival Overture with the orchestra and the Brahms Second Piano Concerto. One of the great things about Allentown is its proximity to New York and the favorability of its pricing and access. So you can come to Allentown Symphony on September the 26th or 27th, or you can wait a week and see him for double the price in New York with the New York Phil. Right. I recommend coming to Miller Symphony Hall.
So that sounds like an exciting season opener for the classical series. This one caught my eye. I'd read about it a couple of weeks ago. It's an indication of how time flies. Diane Witchery will be celebrating her 20th anniversary season with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, and we're, of course, well acquainted with Maestro Witchery here. Why don't we talk a little bit about her experience and how you're going to celebrate?
We view the whole season as a season of celebrations, inspired by Diane's 20th anniversary with the Allentown Symphony. There's been so much growth in the orchestra and in the community that it's a great opportunity to commemorate that. And we actually begin before the season, right after the season begins, on October the 1st, with a recognition dinner and reception at Miller Symphony Hall, in recognition not only of her 20 years, but also those musicians who have been there for 20 or more years. At that event, we're having a silent auction of painted violins, which has become enormously popular. We provided 17 out-of-condition violins to area artists who have created original works of art, which we'll be auctioning off on the October 1st auction.
And as we move into the season, I see that there's another anniversary. You're mentioning that this is sort of a series of anniversaries. It's the SHOT 20th anniversary kickoff featuring the music of Sibelius and Tchaikovsky. Is that correct?
That's correct, Neil.
Well, tell me more about that, Lucy.
We're excited about having the SHOT String Competition winner of last year, Zeu Victor Lee, who's going to be coming and performing with the Allentown 6th Symphony Orchestra. But not only that he's coming back, but we're actually celebrating 20 years of SHOT. And Diane was very instrumental in getting this competition up and running 20 years ago and getting international musicians here in Allentown to experience and becoming part of the whole prize program.
Well, let's talk a bit more about the SHOT competition, how it was established, and what's the criteria for it.
The competition is geared for emerging artists ages 18 to 30, and instruments rotate every year. So we'll have violin 1 year, cello another year, and classical guitar. So the competition was, the purpose of it was to get these young emerging artists an experience to play with a professional orchestra so they get a chance to come back and play the following year after they win first prize. That's part of their prize. It's $8,000 and a chance to perform with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra.
And I see that what was chosen here is the music of Sibelius and Tchaikovsky, and one of the pieces is called Rapsodico, which is by Roberto Sierra. Not on that list up top here, but tell me more about Roberto Sierra, because that looks like it's a very interesting world premiere of something.
So Roberto Sierra is a composer, mm-hmm. and what we commissioned was a piece by him, the world premiere of Rapsodico, which is going to be performed by our violinist, Victor Lee. Roberto is, although he is known as an American composer, his origins are Puerto Rican. He's been involved with our El Sistema program as well mm-hmm. as with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. So we're really glad to welcome him back this season. This piece was auditioned as part of the shot competition last season, so that it was all new to each of the performers as they played it. It was fascinating to hear the 30-some shot competitors each interpret a brand new piece. Mm. And Victor, at age 18, not only is the winner, but was the youngest competitor of all of the people across the country.
And I see that's scheduled for Saturday, November 14th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 15th at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big point of differentiation for people who have been coming to the symphony for a very long time. We surveyed our audience last year to see if they preferred an 8 p.m. start time, which is what we used to have, or 7:30 on Saturday. So the 7:30s took it, and all of our classical and pops concerts will begin at 7:30 on Saturday night this season.
And we'll provide contact information at the end of this interview today for folks who want to find out more. Mm-hmm. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon here on WDIY Allentown. We're welcoming in the studio Sheila Evans, who's the executive director of the Allentown Symphony Association, and Lucy Blois, VP of Marketing and Community Engagement. And they're both involved with the new 2015-2016 season, and that's at Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown. And we've been going over some of the different musical areas that'll be covered. Anything else in the classical area that you'd like to cover that you think the audience should know about in advance?
You know, classical is broader than orchestra. It includes other elements of performances at the hall. So we're really pleased to be bringing in October the Houston Ballet. While we've had a dance series for the past several years, it's been focused on Indian dance, contemporary dance. And this is the first time we've really brought a classical ensemble in from Houston, the Houston Ballet. Looking forward to that as part of the classical dance experience.
Okay. And anything else that you'd like to mention in the classical area that we should talk about?
Yes. In addition, we have the Allentown Symphony Orchestra Pops performing Rodgers and Hammerstein Celebration on Saturday, October 17th. This is part of our season of celebrations. As I'd like to point out, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music. Mm. And in addition, we will be having a special appearance featuring the grandson, Oscar Andy Hammerstein III. So we're really excited to have that concert.
And one other piece.
Sure.
On all of our orchestral concerts at Miller Symphony Hall, due to a grant from the Century Fund, we're able to offer free tickets to all students ages 21 and under. So we want everyone to have a part of the orchestra and feel engaged in the community.
Very good. Before we move on to other areas of music and offerings and interest, can we speak a little bit about any of the upgrades and changes that have been made to Miller Symphony Hall? I know there have been some recently. They're an effort to make it more comfortable for your guests.
So we've completed an anniversary campaign in 2011, which was to make some capital improvements to the hall. And over the last 4 years, we have created a new stage floor, which was woefully needed, new stage doors, electronic media at the entry points of the hall to recognize our upcoming productions, as well as sponsors such as WDIY. Mm. And then in the second year, we created new bathrooms because, as everyone knows, the most happy you can be is if you don't spend your intermission standing in line. So we added more women's and men's rooms, modernized the concession area so we can offer a full bar, and the ticket office to accommodate more participants buying tickets at the last minute. And then last summer, we finished our initial set of projects, because with a 120-year-old hall, there's always another set of projects to come, and totally redid the balcony. So that while the old balcony seating was the most historically interesting, the new balcony seating is the most comfortable seating in the Lehigh Valley and the best viewpoint for our handicapped access at the very dead center of the balcony.
I've been in the balcony, and I recall there being wooden chairs there of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that while these renovations were going on, you uncovered some other things that were part of the history of the original Lyric Theater.
We did, and some of that will take us to our next performances. But the stage, the crew that undid the existing seating was fabulous in that they kept every piece of paper, old cigarette wrapper, pencil, soda bottle, tea-berry gum wrapper that they found under the seats that were being torn out.
All the things that fell down there through the ages and the different mm-hmm. time periods and different performances.
Mm-hmm. Right. So mm-hmm. we have programs, unfortunately, without a year date on them, but they appear to be from the 20s and 30s from the Lyric Theater.
Probably a very, very busy time with its repertoire of popular entertainment and burlesque. And all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk about more of the offerings, the popular offerings and the jazz offerings that will be happening this coming year, 2015 through 2016, at Miller Symphony Hall. This is Neil Heaver, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
If you are a Golden Age folky and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on Folk Classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk Classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm your host, Neil Heaver, and tonight we're talking about the 2015-2016 season at Miller Symphony Hall. We're talking with Sheila Evans and Lucy Blois. At the end of the show, we'll talk about how you can get more information about the events that we're talking about tonight. So we just spoke about the history of Miller Symphony Hall, which goes back to the days of Lyric Theater, and it had a long association with burlesque and over its years, and you're bringing some of that back. And one of the programs you have coming up that caught my interest was Burlesque to Broadway. So let's talk about that.
Coming from the things under the seats were, in fact, burlesque programs and other elements of that era. And in honor, again, of the anniversaries and celebrations, we're celebrating the 80th year of burlesque by bringing in Burlesque to Broadway, a New York performing troupe that really honors the empowerment of women through burlesque, which is an interesting concept. But if you think about the history of women in the theater, they were never in leading roles prior to the burlesque era. Anyway, that's the serious part. But the fun part is it's in October, it's on Halloween, and the theme is pink. And with the theme being pink also comes us honoring breast cancer. I'm sure you can make your own, you know, draw your lines between burlesque, pink, and breast cancer. But as a survivor myself, we're happy to donate part of the funds from each ticket sold to the Lehigh Valley Pink Ribbon Foundation and are very happy to have the support of them in this effort.
That's great. I mean, we'll leave it at the limelight is on the subject. How about that? And that is right on Saturday, October 31st, so it's right on Halloween.
Right on Halloween.
And after the concert, there'll be a costume party up in the Rodale Community Room to recognize the best costumes and have a little more fun with a dance party.
So this could be a participatory event for those attending?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're calling it the Burlesque After Party.
Okay. All right. What do we have coming up after the burlesque program that might be of interest to folks?
We have our jazz series that continues once a month on a Friday evening in the Rodale Community Room. So folks can come on upstairs and enjoy some light fare, cash bar, and some personal and intimate time with the artists and musicians. We call it the best listening room in the Lehigh Valley. So what's coming up here in October is Peggy King and the All Star Jazz Trio on Friday, October 23rd at 7:30 p.m. And people would remember her as Pretty Peggy back in the 50s. She's very popular, and we're happy to have her come through the area at that time. Coming up in November is a David Leonhardt Jazz Group. He's been with us before. We're bringing him back on Friday, November 20th at 7:30. And continuing with our seasons of celebrations, we have the Eric Mantel Quartet in December, who's going to be doing a program celebrating 50 years of a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, so that would be featuring the music of Vince Guaraldi.
That's correct.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. He'll do it with video and all that. So we're going to be excited on December 17th at 7:30 p.m.
And my impression of Guaraldi's music is he's a very sort of underappreciated artist outside of what we know from just the brief one-half-hour cartoon program, but that he's got a great depth of music, and I'm hoping that some of that will be covered as well in that program.
It probably will. Yeah. Eric, they do a great job with that program. I've seen it. I watched the video. It's really a fun program, and this is one to bring families and children to come to, because I'm sure that's being passed on generations.
Well,
with
children
Charlie
will
Brown.
Certainly
Absolutely.
Recognize the music and maybe mm-hmm. grow a deeper appreciation of jazz as well.
Exactly. We'll just
and
have
I
to tag
would like
them.
To add that our jazz sponsor, of course, is WDIY, yes. and we're very appreciative for the ongoing support of all of our jazz programming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we offer jazz programming here every night, Monday through Friday, and are committed to making sure that it's out there for people to hear. And it's great to hear that Miller is doing that as well.
There's a lot of jazz happening in the Lehigh Valley right now, and the way that our programming is different is that it really features the artist. So it's the opportunity for you to hear two sets of music accompanied by alcohol as opposed to many sets of alcohol with music in the background.
Mm.
So artists love coming to our room because the acoustics are great, the audience involvement is wonderful, and we hope all of you will try and come and see a jazz performance there.
I recall about 10 years ago there were some efforts to bring some club-oriented jazz to the Lehigh Valley, and the audience wasn't quite ready for it.
Mm.
They were not attentive to the music. They were treating it as sort of a night out, and here the setting is much different.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
The setting mm-hmm. lends itself to enjoying yourself, but listening as well. Very important for, obviously, for jazz
right.
music.
Oh, our jazz audience really loves it. They have a great time, and it's you could tell by all. It's really
right.
a nice place to be.
And the jazz upstairs is in a part of the facility that was also fairly recently renovated, wasn't it?
Yeah, within the last 20 years, my understanding, and Lucy's been here much longer than I have, is that it was a condemned portion of the building that is now phenomenal. And I've found people that used to run a silk mill tailoring shop there. The Parquettes used to dance there.
It was an old, mm. yeah. Mm. It was condemned. Back when I started, back in 2003, was when that capital campaign was in process and the renovations were taking place. It was very exciting to see the changes.
Mm. And certainly a great landmark, and I love the fact that you preserve the small painted sign of Lyric Theater up
yes.
on the side of the building. I think that's a great idea. Prior to coming to the Lehigh Valley, when I came to school out here, I knew of touring shows that went to different places, and I believe one of them was The Coconuts with the Marx Brothers appeared at Lyric Theater.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Yes.
Most of the great vaudeville performers came to the Lyric Theater as a green room to New York.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So we have records of, you know, yes, Groucho and his team, Gracie Allen and George Burns, mm-hmm. and many popular performers of that era. The son of the manager of the theater from 1941 to 1954 has called us with burlesque memorabilia and a memoir which he has written. So there's a lot of history still being found in the Miller Symphony Hall and shared with our community.
And a lot more being made.
That's right. Correct. Mm.
Are there any special offerings for children?
We welcome children at all performances. But we started about 4 or 5 years ago a children's traveling theater set of productions. The first of those is targeted for people that have something they need to do on the Saturday following Thanksgiving. November 28th, after you've eaten the turkey, shopped your good shopped, and watched all the football, then that Saturday you can come to Miller Symphony Hall with your kids, 3 on up, and see Mooseltoe, a story about a moose who wished he could be a reindeer.
Why don't we talk a little bit about how you can get tickets, what is the parking situation, and accommodations also that would help people, let's say, with disabilities or whatever, to get to the space and enjoy programs. So let's talk about that.
Well, ticketing is very simple. Go to our website, millersymphonyhall.org, or you can call the box office at 610-432-6715. And we'll be happy to give out information and send any mailings that they're interested in.
And when you come downtown and you're looking for a place to park, what's the best route for you to take?
You know, there are a lot of parking shop opportunities with nearby restaurants where you can avail yourself of the valet parking that's there for the city, or you can park at any of the structures nearby. And rates and times are dependent upon the day of the week and set by the parking authority.
Right, so you might want to do a little homework on that before you come out, but there's plenty of that available.
Yes, we've been assured that there will always be space in the parking deck at 6th and Linden for as many people as we have at the hall.
Very good. And for access, you mentioned that there were some upgrades for access. Let's talk about that. We're very
proud of our accessibility because it exceeds that which is required because of personal convictions and the mission of the hall, so that we are accessible not only to the audience, but also to performers. So we have total handicapped accessibility for access to the back of the hall, to performance space, to workspaces, and, you know, on restrooms on all three floors and an elevator that'll accommodate a 9-foot grand and most anything else you can put in it. So it's very important to us. It was one of the things we did with our upgrades of the bathrooms was to increase our handicapped capabilities. And we are welcoming to everyone that can get there.
And also, Sheila, I want to add, people don't remember that we do have an elevator. I mean, that's been a big part of that capital campaign. I come on board 10, 12 years ago. So that's been a big plus for us, is actually to have the elevator in store.
And the elevator will take you to Jazz at Upstairs.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking with Sheila Evans, Executive Director of the Allentown Symphony Association, and Lucy Blois, Vice President of Marketing and Community Engagement over there with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra and Miller Symphony Hall. Once again, let's just give out a website and phone number for information.
Yes, it's www.millersymphonyhall.org or call the box office at 610-432-6715.
Thank you both for joining us today. We're looking forward to a great new season 2015-2016 at Miller Symphony Hall.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for your time.